Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
Make sure you check us out every Wednesday, every Saturday on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Be sure to check out But You're Wrong Facebook page, facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. Please give us a like on there and follow us on Twitter at BYW Podcast.
And on YouTube at youtube.com/BYW Podcast. If you like Keith, make sure you check him out on the Amazon Kindle Marketplace. We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress. I actually, I have some news for you.
Oh, is this the story that you didn't get to last time?
Yes. I actually have two stories.
Two stories?
Would you like the shorter one or the longer one first?
Let's go short to ease me into the longer one.
Okay. I'm going to... I'm going to skip the headline. No. Well, it doesn't really matter. The first...
First line blows it?
Yeah, but, I mean, the first kind of little paragraph blows it anyways, but I'll throw it out there. This is all the way from Belgium.
Ooh, Belgium.
Yeah, I love their beer. A grieving woman was so devastated by her husband's death that she couldn't bear to report it and slept next to his corpse for almost a year.
Oh.
Oh, they got pictures.
They have pictures?
Yeah, we'll have to post the pictures. The mummified remains of Marcel H., I guess. I guess they're not giving the last name. Age 79, lay undiscovered in a Brussels apartment. It's thought he had died from an asthma attack in November of last year, but his beloved 69-year-old wife, who hasn't been named, continued to sleep next to the grisly remains despite the smell of decomposition. Dude, I mean, I'm looking at the picture right now. It's bad. Actually, here, I'm going to send it to you.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. I don't want
to. You have your phone?
Well, are you texting it to me?
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
do.
Okay, go ahead and text it to me. I can't imagine, because you know when, like, you know when you're cooking? And you're cooking chicken or beef or something, and you're trimming it a little bit. You're trimming some of the fat or some of the gross part or whatever it may be. And you throw it away.
Oh, yeah.
Now, in the summer, you got to get rid of that right away, because the next morning when you wake up, it smells terrible.
Right. That's why typically when I do that, and I'm sure most people do this, they clean the chicken or whatever, like what I do when I have the cutlets, all the fat and shit, I put it all in a plastic bag and then I double wrap it and then I immediately put it out back because no one wants that.
Right. I will throw it away, but then probably just take the trash out.
Yeah. It says neighbors didn't detect any unusual odors, and the authorities in Belgium only became suspicious after the landlord claimed the couple had not paid their rent since 2012.
Wait, why wouldn't she pay the... Why didn't they pay the rent?
I don't know. Maybe he was the only source of income.
But wouldn't he have been reported missing by the job then?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good point. Or maybe they were just like, well... Whatever, he's not showing up, fuck him. He's fired.
They're just like, fuck that guy. Nobody was like, hey, you know, what's his name, Marcel?
Marcel, yeah. I mean,
oh,
I don't know.
Maybe, God.
Did you get the picture?
Yeah, hang on, I'm looking at this. I'm trying to look at the full picture. Ah. Oh. Oh, she just left it in the bed.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you would, because
there's a couple pictures. That one is gives you the full idea. He's got a nice like sweater on though.
What, you want his sweater?
No, I don't want his sweater.
You want a sweater?
I mean, I guess I'd take a sweater similar, I guess.
You just don't want his.
I don't want his. Much like I wouldn't sleep in a bed next to him. Philip Boxho, whatever, pathologist at the Forensic Center of Liège said, a body can mummify in a dry, warm environment. It takes a week to reach at least a week to reach such a state. In this case, the body had rotted in the bed and his internal organs had melted and liquefied.
Oh.
The liquid would have spread and the bed would have been swarming with insects as the body rotted. This would have been a real shame. Even though the smell of human decay...
Is that a quote? Or is that...
That is a quote.
What he must have said in Belgian was, like, way worse. And then they just translate it into... It would have been a shame.
Yeah, it would have, like, he would have been like, this would have been horrific or something.
What he probably said was, this was some fucked up repugnant shit.
Right, like, exactly.
They're like, we'll translate it to, it would have been a shame.
It goes on to say, even though the smell of human decay is quite specific, many people equate that smell to the smell of garbage. And once the body has become rotten, the smell does decrease significantly. This is not the first time I've made such a discovery of this kind. I've been faced with two or three other occasions where people have continued to sleep with the corpse of their partner. Can you even imagine that the internal organs liquefied from the decay, soaked into the bed, and she still slept in this bed?
I can't imagine that. Now, how long did it say that she slept with the body? A year?
A year.
So, all right, so a couple things here. And you said, did the neighbors just not notice the smell, or?
That's what it says, yeah, they didn't notice anything wrong.
So here's my
question. Maybe she's just sitting there with fucking, with oust air sanitizer, just spraying it down.
Well, I was going to say, maybe it's like 7 and she has just like a bunch of like car air fresheners hanging from the ceiling. Which, now that I think about it, what is that? Because isn't the guy alive?
Yeah, but he's like decaying.
How is he decaying if he's alive?
I don't know. Like, he's so, like, he, yeah. You know, I don't really get it either. But okay. But that's what they're saying.
That's that movie. But okay. Anyway, so this woman is sitting there with oust air freshener. Now here's my question: has she been washing the sheets, or has she had the same sheets for a year? So does she move the body, take the sheets off, clean them, put the sheets back on, make the bed, and then put the body back in the bed?
Well, it's interesting because there's at least, like, in the shots, the area around him on the bed is stained and disgusting. But outside of that, the sheets look decently clean. Outside of his exact area.
Mm-hmm.
But I would imagine she couldn't have. She couldn't have changed him. I mean, look at the way his leg is up like that. I don't think she's moved him. Like, I think he died in that exact pose, and he stayed like that.
So you think... So is she just putting down, like, her own blanket or something? Or is she just always sleep... Has she been sleeping in the same sheets for a year? Because that also is very disgusting.
I don't know. I'm looking at one somewhat wider shot, and the other side of the bed looks pretty clean.
Interesting. So, yeah, so maybe she's putting down other sheets, or maybe she is changing the sheets, but she's not moving them off. She's just kind of rolling them to put the new sheets under them. But maybe she only does it once in a while. Maybe she's like my freshman roommate in college. I can't remember his name. Hang on.
Phil.
No, it wasn't Phil. It's close, though.
But well, if you can't think of it, we're calling him Phil. All
right, we'll go with Phil. Phil. Wait, Rich? It might have been Rich. We'll call him Phil, though. Phil, for some reason, him or his mom or somebody decided it would be a good idea to get him white sheets. That right there is a bad idea, my friend. You never get white sheets, especially in college.
Right.
So he has white sheets. The only times that I know of that he washed them was sometime in November. I think December, I'm going to say, Christmas vacation. Maybe sometime in maybe March. And then he took them home in June. Like, that's the only times that I saw him wash them. Or, like, saw sheets not on his bed. Because he only washed them when he took them home.
Uh-huh.
And you could see the outline of the same, in the middle of the bed of where he always slept that was just dirt. It was so disgusting. So I can only imagine, like, that's what happens when you rarely wash your sheets. So
right.
This woman is possibly sleeping in sheets that she not only has she not washed for a year, but that have also had a dead body on them.
Yes.
That has decayed, liquefied, has had insects on it.
Yeah.
Oh God, that's so gross. Oh. I can't imagine doing that. I can't fathom doing that.
I don't know. It boggled my mind reading it. Like, even if you were so traumatized that he died, like, say in the afternoon, and still you left his body sitting there, and you slept in the bed that night with his body because you were grieving so hurt, you know, you were so upset. How did you not the next morning be like, okay, pull yourself together, call someone, you know?
Well, yeah.
How did?
I can see if the headline had read, "Woman slept next to dead husband for 3 days before reporting his death," I'd be like, oh my God, that's so sad. Like, they spent their entire lives together, and she just couldn't let him go and just stayed with him for 3 days because she didn't want to, like, admit that he was dead. That's really sad. But a year? That's fucked up.
Well, I mean, once the body starts decomposing, then it just becomes, like, disgusting.
Now, did she talk to the dead body, you think?
You know, if I had to guess, I would say yes.
So, like, she went about her normal routine and went about her day, let's say. Like, she went out and she had, I don't know, what do they do in Belgium? She went out for a couple beers with the girls, we'll say.
Yeah.
She goes out for a couple beers with the girls, does the laundry, maybe the sheets, maybe not. She likes to wash clothes. There's this same shirt that he's had for, like, ever that she just can't get a stain out of. So she every day she tries to get the stain out of the shirt. and like she has dinner, and then she goes to bed, and she goes in, she starts doing her like nighttime routine, and you know she starts undressing, and she starts talking to her, and she's like, "Oh, honey, how was your day? Blah blah blah. You know, I did this. I saw the girls. They're good." And she's putting, like, she's taking off her makeup in the mirror and looking back at him and trying to be cute. But he's just sitting there, rotting, with bugs crawling all over him.
At a certain point, he doesn't look like he used to. Like, how do you... It's not, you know, like, if he didn't change or anything, I could almost see it, but, like... How do you justify that? I mean, look at it. It's horrific.
Well, I guess, is it a thing that is like did Hitchcock base Psycho off of a thing that had happened in the past and now apparently continues to happen? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, spoiler alert for Psycho, but if you haven't seen it at this point, fuck you, because we're going to destroy it anyway.
You've had time.
Yeah, you've had quite some time. Even if you were born after it was released, you've had your entire life. So, you know.
Tough shit.
Exactly. You get to the end. You find out that he was being his mom the whole time, and that she's been dead for like ever, and she's just sitting in a rocking chair. So is this the same thing then? Is it an actual thing that then people just do for whatever reason?
It must. I don't know. I mean, really, the question is: did this woman have serious mental problems before this? Or did she just, like, snap when he died? You know, whereas, like, someone like Norman Bates was basically...
fucked up his entire life.
By his mother. Yeah. And, like, this kind of occurred, you know, she dies and this kind of... was the reaction, or was she like a normal woman, you know, this Belgian woman, and just her grief was just so much that it drove her to this? I don't know.
So maybe her grief, she was just overcome by the grief and just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah. So rather than
admit to it,
deal with the problem, she just ignored it.
Interesting.
And obviously ignored it to a degree that very few people are willing to do. It's one thing to not accept a death. It's another thing to do this.
Or, we don't know this for sure, but maybe he was abusive. And that's why she kept him. Maybe she was Norman Bates, and because he was abusive, she kept him alive, so to speak.
Maybe. You know what? The world may never know.
Well, I mean, we almost definitely won't know, but...
That's true. We'll see. You know what? Maybe we can... We can put it on the docket to follow up on, see if there's any new articles that come out on this.
About this guy. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's check that out. Although I was going to say, I had some... Oh, what do you think this guy is up to right now? Let's say he wasn't abusive. He was a nice guy, great guy. He's sitting up in heaven right now, looking down for a year... watching his wife do this. What do you think he's thinking about?
He's probably like, I can't believe I married such a fucking nut.
He's just like, oh my God, please stop doing this. Please stop doing this.
Yeah. You're making this really bad on yourself.
Do you think other people come up to him in heaven and they're just like, hey, hey, he's looking down on your wife again today. She's still with you. Sitting in a pile of your lungs and pancreas.
Still hasn't given up. She's a wild one.
Still calls you snookums, gives you a little kiss, which is really gross. Angel Gabriel almost threw up last night watching that shit. That's
really... Angel Gabriel.
He's one of the angels, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really gross. When do you think she's gonna give up on it? Do you wanna buy a square in the office pool? We got one going among the all of us. You wanna take a bet?
You know what's nobody, crazy to think?
Let me put it this way: nobody has tomorrow or the next 3 years.
Well, what's crazy to think is, what if they didn't live in an apartment? What if they owned the home and rent wasn't due?
How long would it go?
How long would this have gone on?
Probably till she died.
Maybe.
Till she died, or until she had some kind of a medical episode that required an ambulance coming to the house.
Can you imagine the ambulance shows up and she's like having a heart attack or something?
She's having a heart attack in the bed next to the body.
The paramedics come in and they're just like, holy shit, who are we supposed to bring to the hospital?
I mean, this guy's mostly gone anyway. I think I just...
The hospital's probably not going to help him. But do we leave him?
They're just like, let's put it this way. He's more maggot than man now.
Twisted and evil.
So do they say how the body was actually discovered or anything? Or
it just says that...
Like, rent was due, so they went and talked to her. And they were like, holy shit, there's a body?
Yeah. I think the police discovered it. I think, it was basically a year. I think eventually, the landlord was probably just like, all right, she hasn't paid rent in a year. Like,
that's amazing something... that they let it go that long.
I know. It was probably a nice landlord. He probably won't be so forgiving after this.
Somebody's like a month late, and then he's like, "Where's the dead body?"
Like, I want to see inside that apartment.
Let me see. Where's the dead body? All right.
But you know what? I mean, considering she was so old and everything, that's probably why he let it go. He's probably like, "I can't kick an old lady out."
He probably assumed she was dead. Like, they were both dead. And maybe. He's like, "I'll just let it go." But you got something more.
Yeah. So you want to hear a more uplifting story?
A more uplifting story. Okay.
They start out with a real cheeky line. This is from the New York Daily News.
Oh, of course they start out with a cheeky line.
This relationship has its ups and its downs.
Oh, God. Oh, did they really say that?
Yep.
For a couple of Down syndrome...
No.
Okay.
That would be great.
I assume that's where...
No. You'll see where it's going.
Okay.
A Florida woman is married to an amusement park ride. She named Bruce. And Linda Ducharme... even married the hunky piece of steel last year.
Wait, are you saying Ducharme?
Ducharme? D-U-C-H-A-R-M-E.
I think it's Ducharme.
Ducharme?
No, Ducharme.
Ducharme.
Ducharme, yeah.
Ducharme.
Because she's a douche.
Ducharme renewed her vows with the Skydiver, a Ferris wheel-like ride, earlier this year in Florida, a state that apparently prohibits same-sex human beings from getting hitched.
But it'll let this fucking woman marry an amusement park ride?
A I tie you flesh, flesh to steel, a non-denominational preacher said during the renewal ceremony on Logo TV program. On a Logo TV, I don't know what Logo TV is.
Logo must be, Logo is for the if is for the gays and transgender and I forget. I think Logo stands for something.
Oh. Ducharme recounted her longtime relationship with the ride on the TV channel's what? Animism show? I don't know.
Oh, I... What? No, I've heard about this show because of the soup.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It says... Which follows several people who consider objects lovers, a condition called objectum sexuality. Huh. She says, I got this weird feeling I can't explain, Ducharme said, of first meeting the ride at a carnival in 1982.
She didn't meet the ride, though. She didn't meet it. Because it can't be met.
My heart was pounding as I went up the platform and got on the ride. I felt like I was being taken by this ride. Ducharme already knew she had a proclivity for objects. She'd previously fallen in love with an airplane she met when she was a pilot and was involved in an intimate relationship with a train.
What? Wait, hang on. Go back and read that all again.
Ducharme already knew she had a proclivity for objects. She'd previously fallen in love with an airplane when she was a pilot and was involved in an intimate relationship with a train.
Oh, God. I fucking hate this woman already. She, okay. So let's see.
She's not good looking either.
She okay, so in her mind, she had a tryst with a plane.
Yeah.
She fucked a train.
Yeah.
And then she moved on to the amusement park ride.
Yes.
So I don't even know what to say to this.
It says about the train. Ducharme? Is that what I've been saying? I don't even remember what I've been saying. Ducharme even became a conductor to get closer to the locomotive. I was seen in a romantic embrace with a train, and subsequently I was fired, she said.
See, she's skipping. She's skipping that part.
What, she's skipping the part when she fucked the train?
Yeah, she was skipping the part that she was naked hugging the train or something. Or, like, grinding up on it.
Mm.
What kind of train do you think it was? I'm thinking it wasn't, but it probably wasn't an Accela.
No. I wonder. It was like an old steam locomotive?
Maybe.
I hope so.
I don't even know. See, the thing is, she's skipping something. Like, something actually happened, and then she was fired. Like, it's like... I think, because I know this show because of the soup, and actually, I watched last week's, like, a couple days ago. Not yesterday's. But, there was a clip from a minister or a priest or a preacher, somebody in a white collar, who said that he romantic feelings for a soundboard.
Oh,
At one of the super churches that he worked for. And then he was seen with his arm around the soundboard And there was a meeting amongst the other ministers, and they said that he had to leave because he didn't have God in his heart, but he had the soundboard in his heart. And even Joel McHale was like, he's leaving out the part where he jizzed all over that thing and just ruined it.
Yeah, and they were just like, all right, like, this is becoming a big problem.
Like, because you could, like, if you just kind of had your arm around it, you could be like, oh, no, I was just checking the wires. It's cool.
Yeah.
But, like, if you were naked doing that, then you have some explaining to do.
Yes, exactly.
But there was something. There was something to it that he's leaving out.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean.
And there's something that this woman is leaving out.
Oh, absolutely. Let's see. It says, her love of objects did not sit well with her family. My mother's reaction was completely off the wall. She was a very religious person. To her, I was an abomination to God, and she wanted to change that. She really thought I was a demon possessed.
You mean, I think she means possessed by a demon.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she probably does. When Ducharme first met Bruce in 1982, she ran away and joined the carnival so she could be close to the ride. She'd cuddle with it at night when the midway was deserted, Ducharme recounted. But a storm in 1986 knocked the ride out of commission, forcing it to Wichita, Kansas for repairs.
Oh, no.
I was completely alone, said Ducharme. I felt that I was dying from the inside. I was very, very lonely. Sinking into depression, Ducharme was buoyed 25 years later when a friend tracked down Bruce rusting away in a scrapyard some 3,000 miles away. Where the fuck was she?
Wait. When did the storm happen? 86?
Yeah.
So she wasn't married at this point to the ride, right?
I don't think so, no.
She was just fucking it, right? She was giving the milk away.
Right, right.
Okay.
She jumped in a car to see her long-lost lover.
Well, he wasn't going anywhere.
Right. The ride is just piles of steel trusses, but it's still Bruce, Ducharme said after she found the ride.
That's what the other lady said about Marcel. It's just a pile of bones, but he's still Marcel.
Poor Marcel. I was carrying pizza to him. Bruce smells pizza, and there's the love of his life returning to him, she said. It felt like I never left him. So apparently the ride likes pizza. Ducharme married the ride to prove her devotion. She had him restored and hopes to get the ride operational again. A small group of friends celebrated the renewal ceremony with a bottle of champagne. My goal is to spend the rest of my life and grow old with him, Ducharme said, and eventually get a piece of land where we can just be all by ourselves.
I want to just be with him, and I want us to eat pizza. I want us to eat pizza and play a Roller Coaster Tycoon and watch Zombieland, because he loves the part at the end where they go to the amusement park.
On the Ferris wheel.
He loves it. It's great. Sometimes when he's feeling artsy, we watch The Third Man because of that part on the Ferris wheel. But it usually brings him pretty down, and I have to blow him. Well, it's a long procedure. Usually, I have to just check the records and make sure that my tetanus shot is up to date.
Oh yeah. I mean, you got to, especially, you know, if you're fucking a rusty amusement park ride, you better have all your shots in order.
So, okay, so wait, she only just now married Because I thought you said she was renewing her...
Yeah, she renewed her vows. Yeah, that's what it says. I think maybe her first... The actual marriage was
a sham?
Maybe it was a few years ago or something. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But, I mean, it's mental. Whatever it is, it's fucking mental.
So what kind of ride was it? Did it say?
It was a Ferris wheel.
Oh, was it a Ferris wheel?
Yeah.
Okay, I missed that part. Interesting.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
If you're going to sit here and try to make logic of it, it's just not going to happen.
Okay, here's my thing. It's not only that she is turned on by a Ferris wheel. Like, if Ferris wheels, for whatever reason, she was sexually attracted to because of something that happened to her as a kid or whatever. Like, that's one thing. But then she starts saying that the Ferris wheel can smell pizza.
You know,
and that's the part where I really am like, all right, you know what? This isn't no.
I actually completely agree because I was reading this and she's getting all jazzed up about the fucking Ferris wheel. And it's like, all right, you know what? That's weird. That is really weird. But when she started like when she's pretending that the ride has feelings and has a favorite kind of food and shit, that's when it like it goes beyond having an attraction to something to you are seriously I mean obviously she's insane, but you're like you are crazy if you actually think this ride has feelings.
It's well, yeah. It's a combination of the thinking that the rides have feelings and like it can smell, and has the ability to say yes to a long-term relationship with this fucking nutcase.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And who's performing this ceremony?
Some guy. Some non-denominational guy. Hold on, let me see if I can find his name. It's got him in the picture. The rings actually look nice.
What rings?
They had rings for the ceremony.
Fuck out of here. What kind of ring is going on the Ferris wheel?
I don't know, but it's pretty nice.
Is it like the same size as her ring?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a regular ring.
So where's it going?
I don't know.
Because it can't be going any place that could easily fall off. Because if the ring falls off, then she's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Why aren't you wearing your ring? You seeing someone else?
Yeah, and then
have you been fucking the tilt-a-whirl?
And then the Ferris wheel is all like, you know, because it's a Ferris
wheel.
I
like your Ferris wheel impression.
You know, because it's a fucking Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I'm going to go stay at my mom's. And the Ferris wheel is like... And then she leaves. And that's it. I want to... You know what? I want to make this a movie. I want to make this movie where somebody falls in love with, like, a Ferris wheel or something. Some weird inanimate object.
There has to be a movie like that.
Well, I know there's Lars and the Real Girl, which with, what's his face? You know. The guy from Drive.
Gosling.
Yes. And he's in love with one of those sex dolls. Like one of those fake sex dolls.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know, as far as I know, there's not a movie where, like, a woman falls in love with an object.
I don't know. I have no idea. But it would make for an interesting film.
I
don't know if you can stretch 2 hours out of it, but
I don't
maybe,
look at it. Why
maybe
would
like 40 minutes.
I could probably do 80 minutes on it.
You think so?
Fuck yeah. I could do an 80-minute movie on that. Because you got to do... I'm going to start working on the script. But you got to... Because you got to do backstory. You got to do about her growing up. You got to do some time on her growing up in a real religious family. Okay?
All right. I'm listening.
Then you got to reach the point where she's kind of coming of age. She's becoming a woman. And then that's when she first encounters this object, this Ferris wheel. And then she's like, oh, this Ferris wheel does something for me. So she starts riding the Ferris wheel. And then it leaves. And she's like, what the fuck? So then...
On its own accord.
Yeah, so then it leaves. I mean, because the thing travels to someplace else. Or like as it's being packed up, she like goes there to ride it again. She's just like, where are you guys going? Like, what's going on? And she's talking to the Ferris wheel, saying this. And then somebody comes over and he thinks that she's talking to him. So that's like a recurring gag throughout, like for a while in this part, where the guy thinks, like the Ferris wheel operator thinks that she has the hots for him, but he doesn't yet realize that's for the Ferris wheel itself.
You were saying that this Ferris wheel's got the hots for me?
So she's talking to the Ferris wheel, but then he's like, oh, we got to move on. We got Missouri or something. So she's like, well, I'm going to go with you. So then she packs up her bags and leaves with them and starts traveling with them. And then one day it's taken out of operation and they're like, well, we got to send it back to the home base. And she's distraught. She moves back in with like a friend or something. Maybe we have her turn to some drugs or something.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like in a really bad place. But then she goes on her own. She starts to get better. She goes to rehab. Okay. And then, like, her sponsor or something thinks that maybe it'll help her if she can come to terms with this, with the Ferris wheel and, like, the fact that it's just an object. And the sponsor's trying to help her out and is like, why tracked it down? It's in a junkyard in Spokane. Like, let's go check it out. And the sponsor's like, oh, this is not what I had in mind. Because she starts, like, getting real hot on it and talking to it some more. And she's like, can you give us a few minutes? And then, like, the sponsor leaves. And then she comes back out from, like, a little scrapyard alley. And like, it's like, her shirt's on backwards. She's, like, zipping up her pants. So then the sponsor's like, I made a huge mistake. But she suddenly seems happy and, like, she won't turn back to drugs.
Yeah.
So then when she's like, I want to save it and I want to marry it, the sponsor's like, all right, fine, whatever, let's do it. So then they do it. And then does the movie end with them living on a... you know what? I think the movie's going to end with them. They're older. She's older now. But her, she's living in a little farmhouse and she's on the... Maybe her kids or maybe her grandkids. And her and this Ferris wheel have adopted kids. Or she, like, impregnated herself or something. So she has, like, grandkids. And she's like, and that's how I met your grandfather. Now go, like, go play with him or something like that. And the kids run over. And then as we pan out, the Ferris wheel starts up and starts turning around. Credits.
Wow. Finn.
Now tell me you would not see that movie. If we get the right people in the roles, that'd be a great movie.
Well, all I gotta say is you better get someone to play the lead woman role better looking than the real one. She is very not attractive. She looks like she should be with a Ferris wheel.
Okay. All right. I'll find somebody.
Yeah. What's Anne Heche doing?
I'm not getting fucking Anne Heche. That would be terrible. I'll get, Oh, who should I get? I don't know. I'll find somebody. I'll find somebody, and then I want to get like, who should I want to get somebody really, really good for the sponsor. It's right now. It's either between. It's gonna kind of set the tone for the movie. But it's either gonna be Zach Galifianakis, or the RZA.
The RZA?
Yeah. I'm gonna get RZA for the sponsor. And he's gonna take her to the Ferris wheel, and then when she comes back and her clothes are all messed up, I can just see him going, "That's real fucked up," but okay. Like I could, that's what I'm doing. And we'll fit. Maybe I'll see if I can get Bill Murray in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Like Bill. Oh, you know what? Maybe I'll get Bill Murray as like the original runner of the Ferris wheel.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. I could kind of see it.
Yeah. But see, this is a movie. This is what a movie could be.
Well,
I'm gonna start the campaign right now. Ferris wheel movie.
You need a catchy title.
Because
I'm not going to see it if it's called Ferris Wheel Movie.
All right. Well, right now it's just called Ferris Wheel Movie, but I... Okay, so how do I get this movie made is my question. Do I write the script and then put it up on, like, Reddit or something? And I'm like, I wrote this script for Ferris Wheel Movie. Somebody please help me make it.
Copyright your script.
Oh yeah, like yeah, but, like I'll put it up. Put my name all over. Like every page has my name across there.
Keith Padilla.
Yeah.
Keith Padilla Enterprises.
I think I'm gonna start working on this idea, even though I kind of know the ending. I'm gonna start working on it.
I mean, you know what? Go for it.
I'm gonna put it out there.
I would love to see it.
to see the script for it at least.
At the very least, yes.
All right, I'm gonna work on it. I see, because I think it's not gonna be like a real long movie, but like 80 pages. I think I could do like 80 pages. It'd be probably about 80 minutes. Maybe we could stretch it to 90 with some extra like you know silent shots and stuff, extra long shots on stuff, but. I think it could work. Ferris Wheel Movie. Thank you for listening to But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodela.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
Remember, folks, no regrets. And please look for the Ferris Wheel Movie coming summer 2014.
It's a real thrill ride. You know?
Because it's a ride. I get it. Yeah, no, yeah. I get it. It's like a Bond pun.